This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, really part of the solution, because you really can't be part of the solution if you're not getting informed. Come on, think about it. If you're not getting informed, then you really don't know. You kind of, I don't know, you're spewing the party line. You know, for lack of a better way of saying it, you're pretty much spewing the party line. Don't do that. Really, seriously. It's not a good place to be. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. And I mean that sincerely. As some of you guys know, I'm not a lockstep. I'm a registered Republican, a conservative. But I'm not a lockstep guy. I've called out Republicans for doing it. I've written articles against Republicans for doing things that are just way, way, way off what our core values are, our core beliefs should be. What brings us more in line with them? Why should we be more in line with them? No. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So, I don't even know where to start with all this stuff. I do want to get to the Supreme Court highlights from today, for lack of a better term. But, you know, I started something earlier. I didn't finish it. I need to finish it because some of you guys will, you call me on the carpet for it, and you're right. You're right to do it. You know, I'm constantly hearing what a sick man Ted Kennedy is. I mean, what a sick man Donald Trump is. How nasty he is. How full of stuff he is. But the people that they hold in high esteem on the left, the people that they hold up as their gods. Ted Kennedy. He left a woman in a car to die in a river. Didn't report it to the next day. And they were so powerful at the time, it was easy to cover up for them. Bill Clinton was having all kinds of sex in the Oval Office with a barely legal intern. I guess that was okay, too. Obama ran guns to Mexico, or to a Mexican drug lord, gave billions of dollars to terrorist states. Yeah, not a big deal. Biden, he's making creepy and sexist comments, publicly fondles women and little girls? Come on. How many of you really think? I would love to hear from the left. You look at the look on those girls' faces, those women's faces. They don't want him there. They don't want anything to do with him. But he kept doing it. Why isn't that sexual harassment? Clinton, she endangered Americans, released classified intel, wiped her illegal server, she destroyed mobile devices. She left four Americans to die and then lied about it. Blamed it on some stupid BS video. Some guy got dragged through the mud when it had nothing to do with him. She doesn't care about other people. Don't you get it? Neither will Biden, and neither will Harris. Actually, they're right. They're right in telling you the truth. Neither will the Harris administration. All right? She sold nuclear material to our enemies. She took money from terrorists. Come on. Yeah, can you guys be honest about it, or is that too hard for you? Remember John Edwards? He was indicted for using campaign funds to hide his mistress, the woman he was cheating on his dying wife with. These are moral, good, upstanding people who love, right? Rod Bagoya, blubber bitch. He was in prison for trying to sell Obama's Senate seat. I don't believe he didn't, but I do believe the way he was treated was a joke. See, that's the difference. It's not a matter of whether I believe he was innocent or guilty. Part of it is really the way it all went down. They were a bunch of thugs. The Obama administration were nothing more than the elected mafia. And then Anthony Weiner? I don't know. There's nothing I can say about him that I just can't. But then the Democratic Party wants to lecture us on what's beneath a political office. Well, I guess they could do it. They have so much experience in that area, don't you think? And then we have another peach. I don't know if I'd call her a peach. I don't know what to call her, but in 2018, Kamala Harris, she accused the Supreme Court nominee of rape. We know who that is, right? She said that she believed Blasio Ford. She tried to block him from the court, tried to ruin his life and reputation, even though, now this is, remember, she's an attorney general, or was, even though there was absolutely no real evidence of him ever touching anybody, being there, or being involved with. Right? And she did. She said she believed his accuser, who came out of the woodwork at the 11th hour, the last minute. In April 2019, she accused Joe Biden of rape. Come on, listen, listen, listen. She accused him of rape. She said she believed the woman who accused him of inappropriate touching and sexual misconduct. So this woman, who's part of the Me Too movement or whatever, who was so worried about Kavanaugh raping that woman and believed her, she said she believed the woman who accused Joe. So now she's going to work for, she's willing to be partners with, she's willing to hold in high esteem a guy that she says believe that she believes committed rape. What does that say for her character? Right? Oh, I got more. On the other side of the break. Joe Mattino, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Welcome back. I always appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and just be part of the conversation as a whole. Great people there in the chat room. You can watch live there along with the chat room. That's if you can't get a... Look at, if you're living in an area where the show isn't played on your local station, let me know what that is. Call them. Ask them, why aren't you taking the show? What is wrong with you people? And if you don't get the response you want, call me. I'll call them. Not a problem. All right, I was... trying to understand the Dems' line of logic, which it's just giving me a headache. Because there isn't any. To show you how deceitful Kamala Harris is, and I do mean deceitful, she tried to ruin a man's life who was accused of rape, Kavanaugh, without, and now she's an AG, so she should know better, without any tangible evidence. None. Even to the point where the witnesses, corroborating witness, wouldn't, when put under oath, wouldn't say that she was sure it was Kavanaugh, number one. Number two is nothing added up. Absolutely nothing. Right? Remember? The professor couldn't remember date, time, place, how she got home, who she told, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And when they did some digging, they found out that, what, she would have been 15 years old when it started? Really? And then Ms. Harris, recently, within the last year, she accuses Joe Biden of rape. She said she believed the woman. Right? And now she's his running mate. Does that mean she's aiding and abetting a rapist? Does that mean she's forgiven him? Or does that mean that rape, this isn't a big deal for her? Or to her, unless it works to her advantage? You gotta ask. In September of 2020, a violent rapist was shot by police after resisting arrest. Now, we know who she's talking about, right? She ignored his victim and the law enforcement. She went to visit him in the hospital and said she was proud of him. Here was a guy that was under a restraining order to stay away from a woman who was petrified of him because he had forced himself on her before. He had kids in the car that he wasn't supposed to have in the car. Resisted arrest, went for a knife, and she was proud of him. Does that show you the America that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris really want to see? Does that give you an idea of where they stand, what they believe, and what they believe are good moral values? Come on, let that sink in for a second. Right? She's doing all this for political... Her own dad can't stand her. Says that she's lying. I find this extremely interesting and amazing. Not that they actually get away with it or talk about getting away with it. It just never stops with these people. All right, Ted Cruz, hero of the day. Now, a lot of you thought he was pretty upfront, forward, and strong before, but I really think that Donald Trump changed him, and a few others for that matter. I think Trump changed the Republican Party for the better. You know, the Romneys of the world, he's just spitting around in his office blowing smoke because he's now totally irrelevant. What he could have done to Obama when he was running, if he had a spine, this would have been his second term in office. But I'm kind of happy we don't have him and Ryan. And I said it about, some of you are old timers on the show, I've been telling you that Ryan, for eons I've been telling you that Ryan was really just nothing more than one of the first waves of progressive Republicans that we've seen. Or would see. So when Ted, I mean, he had some great time, great words today. So as the Democrats were ripping up Amy Coney Barrett as a menace to health care, abortion access, and democracy as a whole. God bless these people. Got to give them credit for trying anyway. During Barrett's confirmation hearing today, Senator Cruz, he countered that argument. He gave some of the ways in which the justices nominated by a Democrat president would be expected to endanger civil liberties, freedom of speech, and the right to bear arms. No, this is true. This is real. And he broke it down specifically on some of the cases that he tried or was at or helped to defend. Remember when Hillary Clinton ran for president in 2016? She promised to nominate justices who would vote to overturn Citizens United. Right, that was a 2010 decision where the court concluded that restrictions on political speech by labor unions and corporations included an ideological diverse array of nonprofit advocacy groups were inconsistent with the First Amendment. But this, see, that doesn't sound, I mean, think about how that sounds, or the way they laid it out. But the real issue in the case is different than how it sounds. Now, I got to give credit to Cruz because he reminded us. A lot of us, you hit these things, you talk about them at the time, and then you move on. Right? Cruz reminded us It was all about whether a small profit or a small nonprofit organization based in D.C. could be fined for airing and promoting a movie critical of a politician. You hear that? Critical of a politician. Clinton herself, close to an election, which qualified as a forbidden electioneering communication. Nothing that would take down a politician. Nothing that would show a politician in a negative light. Now, during the oral arguments in Citizens United, Justice Alito asked the Deputy Solicitor General, Malcolm Stewart, whether the Constitution would allow Congress to ban... Now, pay attention! If it would allow the Constitution to ban material like Hillary, the movie, not just on radio or TV, but in other media as well, DVDs, the Internet, books. Now, the answer was real simple. Yes. Stewart just said yes. He noted that the ban on express advocacy by corporations, speech that doesn't merely praise or pan a candidate, but explicitly supports his election or defeat, was not limited to radio or TV. Banning books. Are you hearing me? Banning information. Not allowing it to be printed, spoken about, rolled out, put on radio, put on TV. What are they afraid of? You realize that our founding fathers, the main drive behind that First Amendment, the free speech, is so we could speak out against government and government officials without going to jail or being shot in the head. And what do the Dems want to do? Let that sink in during the break. Joe Senior Host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. Senate confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Barrett continued Tuesday. Pressed for her thoughts if there is a dispute with the 2020 election.
See, I certainly hope that all members of the committee have more confidence in my integrity than to think that I would allow myself to be used as a pawn to decide this election for the American people. I have not committed to anyone or so much as signaled. I've never even written. I've been in a couple of opinions in the Seventh Circuit that have been around the edges of election law. But I haven't even written anything that I would think anybody could reasonably say, oh, this is how she might resolve an election dispute.
Former Education Secretary Bill Bennett.
The Democrats kept holding up these pictures of these people in terrible circumstances, sick people, people in bad shape, and saying, what would you do about that? But the question isn't whether the government or the court will do anything about that. The question before the court is whether the legislative remedies that are put forward to help these people are constitutional. It's a different set of questions.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
All right, that wasn't COVID cop. Shut up. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, I'm Real Joe. 855-732-5563. So let me break. You know, you got to think I have ADD if I do this. So I'm just going to wait. I'll wait till I'm done with the story. Some of the stuff you guys send me just infuriates me. Anyhow, head over to the website, realside.com. Sign up for our email blast once a week. Won't kill you. You take the email. You don't like it, you can wipe it out. It's not the end of the world. All right. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Rick Green's going to be on with me. We're going to talk again. My Constitution guy, I'm taking a constitutional coach class. Many of you, I sent you links to it. I don't know why you're not doing it. I think you're out of your mind. If you don't, you need to sign up for it. If you were part of the email blast, you would have got it. Maybe I'll text it out too as well. But I'm telling you, all right, 1 hour, 1 day a week, or 90 minutes maybe, 1 day a week. It's got Rick Green, and it's got David Barton, and you'll learn. You'll really learn what I've learned so much in a relatively short period of time. And again, not that, you've heard me, you've been around for a while, you know what my mindset is on some of this stuff. It's great to have a constitution as long as somebody is enforcing it. If nobody's enforcing it, it's toilet paper. Which is why we need judges and others that are willing to stand up for the constitution. But, it's like it is in L.A., right? We had a federal judge that forced the registrar of voters to clean up the voter rolls. He didn't do it. Is he in jail? Did they put handcuffs on him? Are they fining him? No. So why bother? They know it. They know the game. These people know exactly what they're doing and how they're playing the game. Anyway, 855 Real Joe. So, I was explaining to you part of what Ted Cruz was dealing with. And he was talking about Citizens United. And this is what I was telling you before, that this should send a chill up your spine. Do you understand? This is what they want to do. They're doing it now. They've taken away your freedom of speech to a big degree because you can't go out, you can't talk to each other, you can't get involved. And I said during the arguments of Citizen United, this is the Solicitor General, the man for the Gov. When he was asked by Alito whether the Constitution would allow Congress to ban material like the movie Hillary, and not just on radio, but on TV, and other media like DVDs, internet available, books, and Stewart said yes. In other words, the American people don't have a right They don't have a freedom of speech to read what they want, see what they want, think through things. It's coming back to bite them. They've dumbed down society by dumbing down education. For decades they've been doing it. And now they've realized that they've made some people so dull and ignorant that it's coming back to bite them. Does anybody remember when Trump was running? One of the things that Pelosi did, which I talked about at length, it didn't seem like many people caught this. She started to call her own, she stopped calling blue-collar workers, the average worker, Democrat worker. She stopped calling them blue-collar workers. She started calling them uninformed voters. Because a lot of them were saying they were going to vote for Trump. Did you catch that? Do you remember that? Because I was talking about it a lot at the time. She knows that she knew there was a change coming of some kind. So this is pretty incredible. You know, Alito replied, that's pretty incredible that she would respond like that. He pressed on with Stewart to say whether a book containing express advocacy could be banned if it were published by a corporation. Well, books typically are. After much hemming and hawing, Stewart again said, yes. Again, banning your right to get a message out. Banning my right to read whatever I want to read, wherever I want to read it. He didn't know that the ban on express advocacy made an exception for media corporations, such as the book publisher. But he didn't want to commit himself on whether such an exception was constitutionally required. All right, these guys, they don't want you to have freedom. They want a fascist regime. You know, they try to put it on us. They try to make it sound like it's us. It's not. It's them. The left wants true fascism. Some people call it socialism. They want to dictate to you what you can and can't do. If you go back and find that on YouTube, it's a chilling experience. This is how the left views the First Amendment. It's okay and good and acceptable as long as you stay within their guidelines. Well, our founding fathers didn't put any guidelines on it. I don't care they didn't know about the internet. You had an internet. It was an inter-village net. We all talked about stuff. That was the internet for them. Let's call it the village net. How do you like that? The book banning claim also startled Justice Scalia. Scalia, like, hey, I'm a little disoriented here, Mr. Stewart. We're dealing with a constitutional provision, are we not? The one that I remember, which says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of press. And that's what we're interpreting here, is it not? I mean, think that book ban, when he threw up, when the Solicitor General talked about having a book ban, that got the justices to sit up. Right? When you look at how much power the government wants to take away from you. Look, you know, you look at either amendment, you know, one or two. Amendment one, I mean, First Amendment or Second Amendment. These are the ones that these people harp on a regular basis. They're the two most powerful amendments we have. And it got the justices so riled up and irritated that they actually had a second round of oral arguments. Think about this. Think it through. Because they really couldn't believe what they were hearing. Ultimately, you ready for this one? Now, this is why I told you. It's always partisan. No question about it. Because these should not be, you know, it's one thing to have a 7-2, right? 8-1, even a, you know, 6-3. Maybe one or two they interpret a little differently. But the majority should not be that. The majority should be 9-0, 8-0, 8-1. When they're 5-4 decisions, they're party line decisions. These guys should not be making party line decisions. Period. Ultimately, it was a 5-4 decision that overturned the rule against express advocacy as well as a restriction on electioneering communications. That's what they called it. Look how they buried it all. But this was not. At the heart of this was a swipe at your freedom of speech. A swipe at you getting the ability to get any information you need to get, whether it's for an election or anything else. If that was dirt, if they didn't like the what they perceived to be a dirty hit on their candidate or their person, they're going to take you down. They're going to make it so you can't get to us. You can't hear it. Come on, let that sink in. This is what we're up against. This is what we're fighting for in a couple of weeks here. Now, given the closeness of the vote, Clinton promised to nominate justices hostile to Citizens United. She said it, I didn't. I'm not even reading into her words. This was a serious swipe at freedom of speech. You need to understand that. Joe Biden supports a constitutional amendment that would not only end Citizens United, but prevent outside spending from distorting the election process. Right? So, which means even more regulation around what can be said during an election. Democrats also have a blind spot when it comes to the Second Amendment. Right? They talk about reasonable gun control. This goes right along with what I keep telling you guys. It's not, you know, comprehensive immigration reform. Well, it doesn't mean what you and I think it means. You can't smoke enough dope as a conservative or crack to have that make sense to you. Democrats talk about reasonable gun control. It's not what's at stake. In the District of Columbia versus Heller, the 2008 decision in which the Supreme Court was also a 5-4 vote, it overturned a D.C. law that banned handguns outright. Right? D.C. This is the place they want to turn into a state. So they banned handguns outright. Effectively made it illegal to use even long guns in defense of one's home and family. The position of the four dissenters, all nominated by Democrats, was that the Second Amendment doesn't provide for any individual right to keep and bear arms whatsoever. Already been decided by the Supreme Court years before. Meaning it there shouldn't be any, it imposes imposes restrictions on all gun laws. I don't know. These guys have lost their mind. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
And 6 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting, being involved, being engaged. I want to finish the comments I had made. Listen, if you head up to the website, a lot of things you can do up there. You can, you know, check out that you like the stories, sign up for the email blast. And again, as I've been saying to you, and I want to thank those of you who give it a regular basis. I really do appreciate it. But, you know, we've got issues with getting our message out there. And we used to make money off the internet. We can't do it anymore. It's almost impossible. I would say we can't. Almost impossible to do anymore. Because they keep clamping us down. They keep getting in our way. They won't let us get the stories out. You know, a lot of us get paid by, you know, hits, clicks, whatever. It's not working. They won't let us get our stories out. So, you know, you feel so inclined, give up a cup of coffee, set us 5, 10, 15 bucks. Always helps out. Makes me feel good. Because then I'd go buy the coffee. No, just kidding. Anyway. So, Cruz had a bunch of great points today. And on issues that a lot of us do very little about. And frankly, I'm in it every day. And I had some misconceptions or misinformation on what some of these issues were about. But after listening to Ted and running down what he said, checking it out, it's true. It is so true. The Democrat legislators, they don't want you to have guns. They don't want you to have a Second Amendment. They don't really even want you to have a First Amendment. They don't want you to have a right to say and print and do whatever it is that you want to do. I've been a victim of it. I've seen it in my own little local community, but it's a small handful of people that don't want me to speak out. They've gone after the radio station. They've gone after places that I am affiliated with and what have you, because they are so self-righteous that they believe that they have all the answers. They have the moral values. And frankly, two or three or four of them at the top of this whole group are having their own, I'll say, sinful issues. I'll put it that way. How's that? That they wouldn't want anybody to find out about. But we don't play that way. And they know it. I've always felt... How many of you knew that? What was that movie book, The Help? Right? I always said, at some point in time, I'm going to write that book about my community. But I'm going to aim it at those people that really, really, really were evil. The people who love to complain about those that are doing things, yet while doing nothing but complaining. You ever notice that the ones that are complaining the most are usually the ones that are doing absolutely nothing in the neighborhoods? Absolutely nothing for society. They think simply by putting stuff up on Facebook and trying to ruin somebody's life, they're doing something for society. Just amazing. Anyhow, in the District of Columbia versus Heller, the decision which the Supreme Court also 5-4 vote overturned a D.C. law that banned handguns outright. Do you understand? D.C., that they want to become a state, wanted to ban guns altogether. You, as an American citizen, weren't allowed to have a gun because it doesn't pertain to American citizens. The Supreme Court's already ruled on that. But see, the laws don't apply to them. Even though they tell you they do, they don't. You couldn't even have a long rifle around the house to defend your home. The position of the four dissenters, all nominated by Democrats, as I said before, but the Second Amendment doesn't provide for individual rights to keep and bear arms. None. Whatsoever. That's already... I thought that was settled law. See the, Roe versus... If the Second Amendment isn't settled law, you will talk about a settled law. Then Roe versus Wade's not a settled law. Not by any stretch. Our founding fathers put the Second Amendment together. They wanted us to have guns for the same reason they had them. Democrat platform, which this year talks about the gun control, but does not, just not even pay lip service to the Second Amendment. They seem to view it in, they're not really, almost like they just kind of know. Not really a big deal. So the federal government, the state government, or the city could ban guns entirely as far as they're concerned. It could make it a criminal offense for any one of us to own a firearm, and no individual would have any real right to challenge that on any legal basis. This is what they want. It's not even a radical reading. It is a total misunderstanding of the Constitution. And again, the thing that bothers me the most, not only do they not study the Constitution, they don't. They'll hold it up. They don't know what it is. They think it's toilet paper with a lot of writing on it. They'll hold up. They don't know it. They don't understand it. They haven't read it. And then you got to go a little further than that. You have to know what our founding fathers were thinking when they put it together. Read their notes. Read their journals. Find out what they were saying to each other. Find out what the argument on the floor was when they were putting all this together. And again, from a group of guys that wanted nothing to do with religion, that's what the left will tell you, they spent 3 days in fasting and prayer before they put it all together. And these guys either had, serious Alzheimer's. You know where I'm going with this, right? Either they had serious Alzheimer's, or they didn't know what they were talking about. It was a hell of a, of a gamble, a game, whatever. Republicans are generally, not that Republicans really make more noise on civil liberties than Democrats, even when it comes to freedom of speech, right? I mean, I'm one of those guys who keeps screaming at you. I got all upset over the Jesus on the crucifix. all the cross upside down the bottle of urine, they called it art. And people thought I got mad because I'm a Christian and I don't want to see my Savior portrayed like that. Well, I don't. I really don't. I think it's disrespectful. I think it's wrong. I don't think it would have happened 40 years ago. But what if I put Muhammad in there? You know, sitting down, I don't know, whatever, with a pork chop in his mouth. Right? In a bottle of urine. What do you think would happen to me? What do you think would be said? Come on, give it some thought. I want equal, I just simply want equal treatment. That's all I want. You know, the point that the Republican Supreme Court nominees may not always be safer vets. We saw that. Right? You thought John Roberts was on our side. But see, that's our fault. We shouldn't be thinking like that. We shouldn't be thinking our side, their side. It should be the American side. I mean, really, I know some of us just want to go, well, yeah, but being a Republican is the American. No, not necessarily. Have you met Mitt Romney? You know what I'm saying? No, seriously. Think about all the Republicans you and I know. Quote-unquote conservative Republicans. Think the conservative. Who you want nothing to do with. I'm so happy we didn't have a Romney-Ryan presidency. You don't even know. Some of you going, oh, my God, he wouldn't have done the damage that Obama did. Yeah, but listen up. If Obama didn't get in as president, we wouldn't have seen what they were really like. Well, we always kind of knew. Right? Even Lindsey Graham found out truly what they were all about. As he has said, and others have said, these are my friends, these are my buddies, we get along, we go do stuff together. That's not happening anymore. They're just not there. Right? A Republican nominee might be a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, but maybe less reliable when it comes to the due process of the Fourth Amendment. So, threats to civil liberties are not from Republicans. They're not from conservatives. Right? They're almost always from Democrats. Just like when you look at voter fraud. You know that old saying, follow the money? Who does it benefit? And I knew I was going to get to this other one that I want to get to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, here's somebody who's staying up late for whatever reason. Bill from Lima, Peru. My God. That must be
the Yeah, call. Man.
What is it, like $8 a minute?
Something like that.
You're breaking up. I know we're not dating, but you're breaking up. Hello?
Things that obnoxiously... You hear me okay? Sorry about that, Joe.
Barely. You're cutting out a lot, but you sure? give it a try anyway.
Yeah, no, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, I was walking down the street in Lima, Peru. I went to a bookstore, and there's this book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Sounds just like you.
Come on.
Hey, Joe. Hey, listen. Let me tell you what I'm talking. You know who I am. I'm not going to.
I know who you are. I know exactly who you are.
I'm in Lima, Peru.
I'm still waiting for my cannolis from there, but that's okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, Joe, listen, I'm with you totally in your sentiments concerning these horrendous things that are it's tried to be passed off as culture, but it's not, or art, it's not. But remember that... politics is downstream from culture. We've got to be out there telling people they're going to vote for Donald Trump. You know why? Because that courage will help encourage others who are kind of like on the fence or kind of think deep down inside, like, maybe this guy isn't so bad. You know, look at how stupid the country has become.
You waited until the end of the show. You waited until the end of the show to call in. But because we're up against it, they're going to cut you off in seconds. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back tomorrow.